好，今天要看的经文是罗马书第十二章第一节和二节的话语。
So today's scripture reading is the Roman chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
罗马书十二章第一节和二节的话语。
Roman chapter 12, verse 1 to 2.
好，我们一起读。好，预备。
Let's read in Chinese and English together.
好，预备，起。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我们每个人都有自己的梦想。
I think every one of us has a dream.
当然，随着年龄的变化，我们的梦想也会变化的。
When we're getting older, our dream changes.
你们能猜测一下我小时候的梦想吗？
Can you guess what was my dream before when I was little?
我小时候的梦想是成为一名足球运动员。
And my dream was to become a soccer player.
啊，所以呢？
A soccer play star.
所以天天踢足球。
So I play soccer every day.
不知道太阳什么时候落山了。
I never even know when the sun set.
啊，常常发生这样的事情。
And it happened all the time.
第二天准备上学校。
And next day when I'm ready to go to school.
但书包找不着了。
But I cannot find my books.
啊，东找西找还是找不着。
Oh, I cannot find my the backpack.
突然想起来了。
And all of a sudden I remember.
啊，然后先去昨天晚上踢足球的那个地方。
Oh, I knew I have to go to the soccer field first.
啊，出门的时候绝对不吭声。
And so when I was leaving the house, I would be very, very quiet.
啊，悄悄的离开。
And very leaving the house quietly.
因为怕父母知道。
I didn't want my parents to find out.
啊，然后呢，去昨天去啊，往昨天踢足球的地方先去。
So I walked to the soccer field.
啊，书包果然在那里。
yeah, it was my backpack was there.
啊，然后再去学校学习。
Then I will go to school.
啊，所以小时候我的梦想是成为一名啊足球运动员。
So I was my dream was to become a soccer player.
嗯，但啊大学毕业后成了传道人。
And after graduation from college, became a minister.
牧会初期呢，我的梦想是想成为一名有名的讲道家。
So then later I changed to I want to become a good preacher.
或者呢，有能力的布道家。
And very very powerful evangelism.
啊，但是我的灵命的成长，随着我灵命的成长，啊。
When through my spiritual growth.
啊，增进对基督徒啊这个基督徒生命的理解。
And to the understanding of spiritual growth.
啊，如今我的梦想是。
Now my dream is.
啊，效法耶稣的。
And to be more like Jesus.
嗯，就是学像耶稣是我的心愿。
And to be more like Jesus is my biggest hope.
我的追求。
And it is what I desire.
我的盼望。
And that's my hope.
嗯，所以啊，效法耶稣应该是每一位基督徒的盼望、心愿、追求才是。
And to follow Jesus to be like him, it should be every one of us' desire.
所以使徒保罗也是在腓立比书第三章七节到八节里头这么告白。
And Paul talk about in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and 8.
我们一起读一下好吗？啊，这段经文这么读绝对不行。啊，应该读激情一点。
So we,
是吧？
So I think we read this passage, we need to read with a passion.
嗯，重来。好吗？
Okay.
嗯，
okay,
好，集中一下啊，集中一下，集中一下。
One more time, okay?
好，预备起。只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督当作有损的。不但如此，我也要将万事当作有损的。因此，我以使我主耶稣基督为至宝。
我为他已经丢弃万事，
看作粪土。我要得着你基督，这是保罗的告白。
And this is what Paul's his statement.
他放下一切。
He has put everything down.
就追求耶稣。
To moving forward,
效法耶稣
to be more like Jesus,
这是他的心愿
that was his heart,
他的盼望
that was his hope.
不但保罗自己这么想
and besides, Paul thinks of like that.
而且保罗呢希望每一位基督徒教会的弟兄姐妹也把这个当成他们的盼望和追求
and besides that, besides for himself, he also has a desire for every Christian to be that, to be like Jesus.
所以罗马书第十五章第五节里头保罗是这么说的
and so for Romans chapter 15 verse 5 say this
所以但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心叫什么效法基督耶稣
Now may the Lord of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus.
而且对哥林多教会也这么说的。
He said to the Corinthian church as well.
你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
You need to imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
而且又以弗所教会也是这么说的。
And he said to Ephesian church as well.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一。认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ
所以效法耶稣应该是每一位基督徒的盼望和心愿
To be like him should be all our desire
所以这里有一首诗歌
There's one song that I would like to share with you
啊，我愿像你
All to be like thee.
好，我们再读一遍好吗？预备起，荣耀的救主，我深愿像你，这是我的祷告，我的盼望，我甘愿舍弃世上的财宝，披戴主基督完美形象。主，我愿像你，主，我愿像你，荣耀的救主，向我纯洁。愿你的甘甜，愿你的丰盛，愿你的荣幸生命将都完美。
Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I forfeit all of the earth's treasure, Jesus, the perfect likeness to wear. Oh, to be like thee, oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, pure as thou art. Come in the sweetness, come in the fullness. Stamp thine own image deep on my heart.
我希望这诗歌的内容，这诗歌。要成为你们的告白。
I hope the content of the song will become yours.
阿门。
阿门。
阿门。阿门。但有这样的盼望，这样的追求。
Even we have this desire.
但是我们在属灵的、灵命的成长道路当中，面临着一些问题。
When we're facing a lot of obstacles sometimes.
就是一个问题呢，哲学方面的。
And sometimes it may be philosophical.
我们对非物质世界一无所知。
And sometimes we have no knowledge of a non-material world.
甚至怀疑。
And sometimes we have doubt.
啊，尤其是从国内来的弟兄姊妹们。
Especially people from China.
我们一直受过无神论的教育。
Because we were atheists.
啊，学了进化论。
And only know the evolution.
啊，所以我们对这个灵界怀疑，我们否认，以前都是否认。
So we deny or sometimes doubt the spiritual world.
所以并没有探这个探索的能力的。
We have no ability to explore.
还有一个实践方面呢。
And the practice point.
啊，不晓得如何去探索生命成长。
And we don't know how to explore the inner life.
这是我们面临的问题。
And those are the things we are facing.
两个方面，哲学方面。
Philosophical.
而且。实践方面
a practical point too
但今天的经文呢
but today's message the verse we read
只告诉我们我们的灵命是怎样成长的
and could help us to how we can to have this path of spiritual growth
至于我们一起学习今天的经文
so we can learn this the verse together
所以我们首先看一下罗马书十二章第一节和二节在整个罗马书当中的位置。
And let's look the Roman chapter 12 verse 1 and 2 in the context of entire Roman.
罗马书一共有几章呢
？And do you know how many chapters in Romans?
谁知道吗？十六章啊。
16 chapters in Romans.
对，这样的问题是最难的。
And sometimes it's very difficult to answer those questions.
所以罗马书一共有16章。
There are 16 chapters in Romans.
可以分成两部分。
And you should divide to two parts.
第一章到十一章。
And the first is chapter 1 to 11.
这是前半部。
And that's the first part.
然后呢，十二章到十六章，这是后半部。
And second part is chapter 12 to 16.
那罗马书第一章到十一章呢，主要讲教义方面的。
And it's more emphasized teaching from the verse chapter 1 to 11.
比如说。罪是什么
？And talk about what's a sin.
什么是得救
？And what's salvation?
什么是诚义
？And what's the justification?
等等。
And those kind of things.
然后罗马书后半部十二章到十六章呢
？And the second part from chapter 12 to 16.
讲有关基督徒生活方面的信仰方面的内容。
And talk about how can we live our life.
所以罗马书十二章第一节和第二节呢，前半部和后半部的中间。
So chapter 12 actually is from the beginning of the second part.
所以罗马书呢一开始的说这么开始的所以。
So therefore.
所以这个罗马书十二章第一节和第二节呢，起到后半部连接后半部和前半部和后半部的桥梁作用。
So therefore is become a bridge to connect the first chapter 11 and then to Go to chapter 12 to 16.
而且我们一定要注意的部分呢。
And there's one thing we have to pay attention.
罗马书十二章第一节和第二节呢，不但做桥梁的作用，而且呢，它是后半部的整个概括。
And so, besides, it became a bridge to connect two parts. Also, it's very important to emphasize the second part.
所以它是一个桥梁的作用。一个呢概括的作用。
And there's a talk about actually it's a bridge and also kind of conclude of the second part.
然后我们再接着看一下，我们刚才看了罗马书十一二章第一节和二节在整个罗马书当中的位置。
And let's talk about the position of the chapter 12, the verse 1 and 2.
然后接着看一下第一节和第二节的关系。
And we also talk about the connection between verse 1 and 2, verse 2.
所以第一节呢概括了罗马书后半部的整个内容，用什么来概括的呢？
And so the second part, the verse one, talk about in general and talk kind of conclude the second part.
将身体献上当作活祭。
To offer your body as a living sacrifice.
这段经文来概括了罗马书十二章到十六章的整个后半部。
And so actually conclude the second part, the chapter 12 to 16.
就是将身体献上。
To offer your body
当作活祭
as a living sacrifice.
它是整个概括
And that is to give you that conclusion.
那第二节是什么呢
And the second part, the second verse.
第二节呢提供道路或者呢线索让我们活出这样的生活
And the second part provides a path or a way to help you.
就是怎样实现将身体献上当作活祭这样的话语呢
Can we offer our body as a living sacrifice?
第二节给我们答案。
And the second verse two provides the answer.
是什么呢
？What is it?
不要效法这个世界。
Do not conform any longer to the world.
只要心意更新变化。
I need to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
这就是给我们线索，提供道路。
And so give you the clue and the path.
让我们活出身体线上当作活祭的生活。
So can give you the clue that how we can be a living sacrifice.
那我们首先弄清楚刚才不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化的这段经文的意思。
So let's talk about the meaning of do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed.
所以他的 King James 的版本是这么写的。
And by King James, it says this.
我们一起读一下好吗 ?Do not be conformed to this world.But be transformed by renewing of your mind. 跟中文的翻译怎么样呢
？And so, compared to the Chinese translation,
有差距吗
？Is there any difference?
有，对吧
？There's a little bit difference there.
所以呢，我们重新翻一下看看。
So let's translate more accurately.
现在你们都是神学家了。
So now you can become a theologian.
释经家了。
Study the Bible.
那我是这么翻译的。
And that's how I translate.
啊，不要被这个世界塑造。
And do not be transformed by this world.
而是要以心意更新，被转变形象。
But be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
我强调的是什么呢
？What am I emphasizing here?
被动态，对吧
？It's passive, passive tense.
嗯，一开始中文的翻译里头很难啊、发现这被动态。
And if you look at the Chinese translation, you cannot see, it seems it's a passive tense, right?
Yes, you're, yeah, you're passive, yeah, you're right. 所以我是这么翻译的，不要被这个塑造，而是要以心意更新，被转变形象。
But do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
这个有很大的区别。
There's a huge difference here.
嗯哼。所以第一呢，不要被这个世界塑造。
And do not be conformed by this world.
这是我们啊、灵命成长的时候一定要克服的地方。
And this is something that in order for us to have spiritual growth, we have to overcome.
啊、我们都是被塑造的存在。
And we are being shaped.
我们是被这个世啊、这个世界的世界观、价值观、思想理念啊、文化、教育，还有。原始家庭等等，我们是被塑造的存在。
And we very often we've been shaped by the worldly value and our ethics and our family and money.、
刚才我讲过。
I've said this.
中国很多来的弟从中国来的很多弟兄姊妹们。
And there are a lot of sister brother came from China.
以前都受过无神论的教育。
And was influenced by atheists.
所以我们是被塑造的。
And that's how we were being shaped before.
而且我们的文化也是。
And our culture was like that too.
塑造我们了。
And continue to shape us.
比如说圣经是这么讲。
And what the Bible says.
爱你们的仇敌。
And to love your enemy.
不要咒诅他们
and do not curse them,
只要祝福他们
and continue to bless them.
但是我们的文化是怎么什么样的文化呢
But the culture what we had,
有仇不报后边什么呀 非君子啊
and if you are not a gentleman, but you have to revenge,
君子报仇
a gentleman will revenge after 10 years, it's never late, 三年不晚
十年
three years,
zero
say
10 years,
okay.
所以呢，无视我们是有意识、无意识当中被我们的文化呢被塑造的。
And consciously and consciously, we're being always being shaped by our culture.
嗯哼，我们承认对吧
？We recognize it, isn't it?
所以我的现状是怎么样呢？
我的现状。
My
current condition?
Yes. So, 失去了神的形象。
And we have lost the image of God.
神一开始创造我们的时候是。
God created us in the beginning.
按着他的形象，他的样子造我们。
According to his image.
但是我们失去了形象。
We lost his image.
所以先知耶利米这么讲。
So in the
Jeremiah. 人心比万物诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透
？Our heart is worse than anything.
是这里说，人心比万物诡诈。
Our heart is worse than
anything. 坏到极处。
Is to the extremes.
这是我们的现状。
And this is our current condition.
你们承认吗
？Do you acknowledge that and accept it?
我们往往是这样。
Very often we are like this.
我们承认我们是罪人。
But we recognize we're sinners.
但是我是一个不错的罪人。
But then I'm not a bad person.
就不错的罪人。
I'm not a bad sinner.
但不是这样。
But it's not.
使徒保罗是怎么告白的呢
？What Paul has said.
他是这么说的：“我是罪人中的罪魁。
”I am the criminal of the criminal.
也可以。英文好像翻译的是 "I'm the worst, right?"
I'm the worst of the criminal.
Yeah, 所以我是罪人中的罪魁。
I'm the worst of the criminal.
我也是。
I am too.
你们也是。
You are as well.
我们都是罪人中的罪魁。
We are the criminal of the criminal.
不是不错的罪人。
Not is just so-so or just we're not bad sinner.
所以我们一定要搞清楚我们现在的这个现状。
We have to understand our current situation.
所以你呢，如果搞清楚这一点呢，你能想改变自己，想成长自己。
And once you understand and accept it, and you will want to have a spiritual growth.
啊，所以你认清楚你现在的状况是灵命成长的第一步。
And this is recognize and accept it is the first step of spiritual growth.
嗯，所以一定要看清楚我是罪人中的罪魁。
We have to understand that we are the worst criminal.
那我们再看一下能不能转变呢
？Well, can we transform?
啊，我是罪人中的罪魁。能不能转变
？If we were the worst criminal, can we become? We can be transformed.
因为我们都经历过很多的失败。
We all have faced, experienced many failures.
啊，我呢真的想改变自己，按着神的话语去生活。
And I really want to change myself.
但是又失败了。
But then I failed again.
嗯，又失败了。
And failed again.
我们有很多这样的经历。
And we have a lot of experience.
所以呢，好像我们失去了这样的信心。
And so lost, we lost the confidence.
我们中文也这么讲。
And Chinese say this.
江山易改，本性难移啊。
And we want to change our nature is very difficult.
哦，真的是很难改。
And it is very difficult to change.
所以有的弟兄姊妹们呢，哎呀，这个我也是人嘛。
And so very often we say, "Oh, we're human beings."
啊，改变是好像不可能的事情。
It's almost impossible to change.
啊，放弃了。
And so give up.
但不是这样。
But it's not like that.
啊，为什么呢
？Why?
我刚才讲过。
I have said that before.
我们是现在是被塑造的。
And we have been shaped.
那改变可以不可以
？And transform can be possible.
我原来是那个那原我原来是那个样子的话，改变是不可以的。
And even we before we knew the Christ, in order to change is impossible.
但是我是被塑造的，所以呢，改变是怎么样呢？
So,
可以的。
So once we knew Christ, we being we accept Christ, the transformation is possible.
同意吗
？Do you agree?
嗯。因为我是被塑造的，所以呢，改变也是可以的。
So we have been shaped and changed, so transformation is possible.
而且我们每一位弟兄姊妹们都有很多的见证。我信主以后，至少这个方面呢，已经有了很大的改变。
I think we all have a testimony that we can share that we were not doing very well in this particular area, but then God has changed us.
哦，你们改变了吧，对吧
？Have you changed?
没有吗
？Well, no.
有没有
？Yes or no？
有。
Yes。
啊，有的话说有啊。
Sure, we all have that experience.
有，啊有，啊圣经也有很多的对基督徒生活的应许。
And there's a lot of promise in the Bible.
比如说罗马书十二章里头。
And talk about chapter 12.
与喜乐的人同乐。
And you enjoy with the people who enjoy.
与哀哭的人同哭
，and you weep with the people who weep。
嗯，所以这样的允许，如果不可能的话，能让我们去做吗
？And if those promises cannot be accomplished, is that possible? We can do it。
嗯，所以可以的。
Yes, we can do it。
问题是什么呢
？But the question is，
因为我们对这灵命成长的道路呢？不清楚。
And sometimes we're unclear about how to grow spiritually.
我们如果认识的更多的话，对这条道路
，If we know understand better，
我们的生命变化也会更多的。
And there will be have more growth in this area.、嗯、
首先，我讲一下这个转变过程当中两个误区。
And there's some misunderstanding in the spiritual growth.
啊，我们是这么想。
And often we think about this.
得救是完全是靠恩典。
And salvation is from grace.
我们信啊，得到啊救恩。
So because of the faith and belief, so we receive the salvation.
但是灵命成长的过程当中
，and but spiritual growth,
我必须做点什么事情。
I have to do something to get it.
啊，这是我的工作。
And this is my job. This is my work.
而且呢，就是。啊、靠的是自己的意志力。
It's to use our will to、
啊、所以呢，下定决心。
So I'm going to make a decision.
啊，就是一直靠着意志力去坚持。
And to use our will to persist.
我们有什么样的经验呢？体会啊。
And what experience do you have?
啊，人顶住，顶住。
And so just keep going, keep going.
最后， 爆发了。
And then in the end, we exploded.
那就是原子弹的力量。
It's almost like a nuclear bomb.
嗯，大家都体会过吧，对吧
？That you all experienced that.
没有吗
？No.
有。
Yes, we all experienced that.
靠，这个更惨，结果是更惨的。
And the end result is even worse.
啊，更惨的。所以。很多灵修家们是靠自己的意志力去抵挡，这种恶是等于是什么呢
？And use our own strength and will to against the evil.
嗯哼，等于是作用和反作用的作用。
It's almost like you try to press down
这样的现场
and to something is opposed back.
大家都知道对吧作用和反作用
so you have this press down and there by the opposite press back
我大概现在摁的是50公斤的力量
so I will try to press down but maybe about 50 kilos
那往上顶的力量也是多少啊
but the bounce back is almost
50
is almost 50 kilos as well
然后100
but I put 100 kilos
那他顶的也是一百。
But you will bounce back 100 kilos.
我们属灵征战当中，如果靠自己一直去顶的话，就是这样的效果。
And if we use our own will strength to do it, it's like that.
所以我们往往跌倒的。
So very often we fail.
啊，另一种误区是什么呢
？And the other one is.
就是无事不做。
And we just don't do nothing.
啊，就等待。
And just wait.
啊，守株等兔的这样的。
And it's just almost like you're waiting for a rabbit to come.
嗯，这样的误区。
And is that kind of idea?
今天的经文告诉我们，我们转变的那条道路。
And today you talk about that, well, how we can transform.
那是从更新心意开始的。
Start with and renew your mind.
嗯，从我们不是限制我们的行为，而是呢更新我们的心意。
It's not focus our action, but is renew our mind first.
耶稣也是这么教导的。
And that's what Jesus taught.
啊，大家记得。
And so you probably remember.
马可福音第七章。
And in the Mark chapter 7.
有一天，耶稣和耶稣的门徒过路的时候。
And Jesus and his disciple passing a place.
啊，不洗手吃了东西。
And so did not wash his hand and ate something.
啊，这时候法利赛人和一些人过来。
A Pharisee had come by.
啊，为什么你的门徒不洗手吃饭
？How come your disciple did not wash their hands and eat？
啊，然后呢？耶稣说
，And Jesus said this，
不是从人口进去的污秽来
，And there's nothing that enter a man from outside which can defile a man，
而是从人的心出来的就是污秽来。
But which come out of him, those are the things that defile a man。
啊，当时犹太人是这么想的
，And what does Jewish think？
啊，他们呢想保持圣洁。
And they want to keep holy.
因为当时犹太社会当中核心价值是圣洁的。
And their focus at the time is try to be holy.
比圣洁呢，看比一切都更重要。
And be holy is more important than anything else.
这是当时犹太社会的核心价值。
And that is their core thinking.
你们觉得现在美国的核心价值是什么
？What do you think is the core thinking of the United States?
是什么
？Why is it?
Right.
And my right.
是吧？啊，民主这样的、
so、everybody want their own right.、
嗯、中国也有中国的核心价值。
And Chinese also have their core value.、
嗯、是什么呢
？Why is it？
啊，社会主义的核心价值十二条。
And twelve things about the core value.
对吧？我到处北京到处都是横幅，就是写上社会主义的核心价值十二条。
And then in Beijing, that you can see there's a 12 principle of core values.
啊，当时犹太社会的核心价值是圣洁。
And for the Jewish, is that the core value is to be holy.
那人怎样维持这个圣洁呢
？How can we maintain to be holy?
他们是这么想的。
And that's what they're thinking.
人的身体上有很多窟窿。
And there's a lot of things in our body.
啊，眼睛、鼻子、耳朵、口这样的。
And our eyes, our lips, our ears.
所以呢，一定要看好，
so、
看守好。
We need to protect those organs.
不然的话，恶进到你的 身体里头污秽你了。
And so things that will enter your body to defile you.
所以呢，他们是就是一定要看守好自己。
And they will try to protect all those orifices.
所以他们，但是耶稣呢，对他们宣布一个革命性的宣言。
But then Jesus taught them a revolutionary teaching.
不是污秽你们的是从外头来的，而是你们的心。
It's not something coming outside to defile you. This is your heart actually defile you.
完全不同的方向，反方向。
Totally opposite what were people thinking.
所以基督徒的灵命的改变是从里到外的。
And so for Christian and transform is from inside to outside.
所以只要心意更新，我们的行为怎么样呢？很自然的会改变的。
How to transform is that we need to renew our mind.
是不是？
Isn't it?
所以啊，如何更新啊我们的心意呢？
How can we renew our mind?
而且谁能更新我们的心意呢？
And who can renew our mind?
前几天，
last few days ago，
我的电脑突然出问题了。
My computer kind of collapsed.
我呢就是比较忙，不愿意修，然后呢就搁一边。
And so I was so busy, I didn't want to repair, so I just put it aside.
我们家师母肯定看不惯。
So my wife was not happy about it.
就是，所以她拿电脑去一个维修部了，修理电脑的。
So she took the computer to repair.
修的结果呢更惨。
And actually the result was even worse.
所以，然后我们家师母对我说：“你还是把电脑带去三星维修部去。”
And so my wife actually advised me to take it to a Samsung to fix it.
因为我的这个电脑是三星的。
And because my computer is a Samsung.
能不能修好啊？
I wasn't sure that can be repaired.
能不能修好吗？
Can it
好吗？能修好吗？
Can it be repaired?
他们肯定能修好，对吧？
Well, if I send it to Samsung, it can be repaired.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他们制造的。
Because it is manufactured from Samsung.
那我们人出了问题，
When we have a problem,
那应该到谁那里去最合适呢？
Where should we go to?
上帝面前。
We need to go before the Lord.
有没有他不能修的呀？
Is there anything he cannot repair?
他肯定能修好的。
Of course he can repair anything.
所以我们一定要神面前，才我们的心意得到更新的。
And we have to come before the Lord before, so we can, our mind can be renewed.
有的好像有的人呢，好像想就是回到自然中的话呢，我们的心得到医治啊，更新，有这样的人，对吧？
And there's some people like to go back to nature and to feel that we can be healed.
可能就是起到一点点的作用。
And maybe have a little bit effect.
但最后他们的目的是什么呢？
But in the end, what is the purpose?
还是挣点钱。
And it's sometimes to just make extra money.
没用的。
No.
那我们如何来到神面前呢？
How can we come before the Lord?
其实我们的大祭司主耶稣基督已经给了我们开了一条道路，我们随时可以坦然无惧的到神面前来。
And our great priest Jesus already opened up a way and we can always come before him.
所以耶稣是道路。
So Jesus came.
耶稣是道路。
He came?
道路。
Oh, he's away. Yes.
所以我们随时可以靠着耶稣，靠着他十字架的宝血，随时的可以来到神的面前。
So anytime we can come before him through his blood.
但是我们有时候就不亲近神，远离神。
And very often we distance ourselves, we do not be close to him.
因为有很多的拦阻。
And because there's a lot of barriers.
所以我们怎样用什么样的渠道来到神的面前呢？
So how can we have any ways that help us to have a spiritual discipline?
我们的属灵的灵这个前辈们。
And very often some of the people before us.
给我们智慧。
And give us wisdom.
给我们提供经验。
And provide their experience.
那是什么呢？
Like what?
那是属灵操练。
And so that is part of the spiritual discipline.
所以有很多属灵的操练。
And some of the practice and discipline we can do.
一个是礼拜。
One is worship.
我们现在礼拜天到教会来做礼拜。
And Sunday will come to worship.
目的是什么
？What's the purpose?
听讲道吗
？It's just to listen to the preaching.
关键是什么呢？遇见神。
And the key point is to meet God.
如果来礼拜天来教会做礼拜的时候，没有遇见上帝，没有听到上帝的声音。
If we come to a Sunday service, did not meet God, did not meet, listen to his teaching,
那就没有意义了。
And it's meaningless.
还有一个呢
Next,
我们可以祷告，用祷告来神的面前。
And through prayer, come to before the Lord.
我们来到我们的父面前。
And come to our Heavenly Father.
爸爸，我来了。
Father, I'm here.
这样的来到面前。
Come before the Lord.
还有呢，读经。
And read Bible.
我们通过神的话语
And through his words.
聆听我们天父的声音
And listen to his voice.
所以与神交通
And to communicate with fellowship with God.
还有这个禁食也是
And fasting.
我们放下一切
And put everything away.
甚至吃饭都放下
And even put our food away.
来到神面前
Come before the Lord.
还有默想
and the meditation
用默想以默想来到神的面前
and use meditation to come before the Lord
还有独处
and sometimes we need to be spend a time alone with God
就是有时候一年当中一两天呢就是比较选择比较安静的地方
and sometimes choose a very quiet place to spend one or two days a year
拥有与神单独的这样的时间
Just spend time alone with God
独处不是孤独
and, Spend time with God does not mean be lonely
也是特别丰盛的时间
And to have a special time with God
还有呢静默
And it's also quiet meditate
为什么呢我们说话太多的话听不到上帝的声音
and Very often if we talk too much we're not going to hear God's words
以前我上神学院的时候
When I was in seminary school
我们这个 Azusa Pacific University 这大学是基督教的大学
And I was in a Christian college
很多学生很虔诚
And there's a lot of Christians are very godly
他们想遇见神
And they want to meet God
但是觉得说话太多
And sometimes they feel there was too much talking
听不到上帝的声音
They cannot hear God's word
他们练静默的操练
And so they have a spiritual practice
他们怎么练呢
And how do they do it?
他们拿胶带纸
And they use tape
Yeah, tape 封上
And they tape their mouth
上边写着 silence
And it says silence on the tape
就吃饭的时候撕下然后呢
And
吃饭
They will remove the tape when they eat
然后呢再贴上
And then afterward they put it back again
为的是什么呢
What's the purpose?
为了听到上帝的声音
And to really to learn to practice to hear God's word
还有服事
And to through service
我们服事当中也是遇到上帝
And to service we can meet the Lord
我们奉献也是
Offering
还有简朴的生活
And to have a very simple life
还有顺服
And learn to be obedient
放下自己的意志
And to put down our own ideas
顺服于上帝
To learn to try to be obedient and surrender
所以有很多这样的属灵的操练
There are so many things that we can practice
把我们带到上帝的面前
To bring us before the Lord
那我们以前来到上帝的面前的方法有几种呢
And before, the, how many ways that we have the, for the effects of spiritual discipline
可能是礼拜一个对吧
And sometimes maybe
the, 这个 worship
yeah, Worship
然后祷告
and maybe prayer,
还有读经
and study Bible,
可能有这些
and maybe you have those things
通过这些我们来到上帝的面前
and through those things we can come before the Lord
遇见上帝
to meet the Lord
聆听上帝的声音
to listen to his words
与神沟通
to fellowship with him
这样的过程当中我们得到恩典
and so we'll be blessed through those things
所以我们基督徒的灵命想要成长的话
In order for us to grow spiritually
我们需要上帝的恩典。
We need His blessing, His grace.
但是天父的恩典是总是充充满满的。
And His blessing is always abundant.
那去领受这个恩典是谁的工作呢
？And to how to receive this blessing?
我们的工作。
And that we need to do.
我们要做的。
And that's something we need to discipline.
上帝已经都给我们预备好了丰盛的恩典。
God has provided everything for us.
那去领受的是我们的工作。
To receive is our job.
但是我们以前不知道。
And before we didn't know that.
但是有很多道路去途径去领受这样的恩典。
And there's many ways to learn to receive the blessing.
所以使徒保罗在提摩太前书第四章七节到九节里头这么说的。
Paul has talked about in the First Timothy chapter 4:7-9.
好，我们一起读一下。只是要去见那施属的言语和老父荒谬的话，在金灿上操练自己，操练身体，益处还少，唯独金钱，凡事都有益处，今有今生，有来生的应许。这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
But reject profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself toward godliness. The bodily exercise profit a little, but godliness is profitable for all things, having promise of the life that now is and of which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance.
所以操练身体益处还少。
And even though to exercise does not have has a few effects.
唯独精进。
And only be godliness.
凡事都有益处。
And everything will be profitable.
因有今生和来世的应许。
Because we have the promise of life and now and in the future.
在国内，一到晚上的话，有很多跳街舞的广场舞。
And so at night in China, a lot of people street dance. Square dance.
Everywhere. 到处都是。
And very often you see a lot of people do square dance.
为了这个用更好的身体嘛。
And so because it's to exercise, to have a better health.
我到美国以后。
When I came to the United States.
他们美国也在美国也练。
And in United States, you see people doing that as well.
我生活的我们教会就是华人区。
And I live in an area is a Chinese community.
哪一个公园
？There's a park.
我礼拜三晚上到那个公园去传福音。
And very often I go to the park to evangelize on Wednesday night.
那里也有跳广场舞的。
A lot of people are dancing.
所以他们很重视这样，就是身体上的健康也好，这种免疫也好，生命也好。
And so they feel those exercises really good for your health.
那我们基督徒为了我们的灵魂
，and for Christian for our spiritual health.
我们灵命的成长
，and for our spiritual growth.
我们也需要这样的操练。
We need to have exercise as well.
所以那我呢总结一下今天的内容。
And so in conclusion.
今生我的最大的盼望是什么
？Today, what is my greatest hope in my life?
作为一位基督徒，你的盼望是什么
？To be a Christian, what is your expectation or your hope?
钱吗
？Do you want money?
Or 地位吗
？Or position?
我觉得这不是都坏的
I'm not saying those are things are not are bad.
但是我觉得我们基督徒最恳切的心愿也好，盼望也好，应该是效法耶稣基督。
But the highest desire for Christian should be to be follow Jesus.
然后找到恢复神的形象的道路了吗
？To find a way to restore God's image.
来到神面前。
Come before the Lord.
得到恩典。
Receive His grace.
心意更新。
And renew our mind.
改变形象。
And transform.
这是我们灵命成长的道路。
And that should be our path, our spiritual growth.
不再是靠自己的意思。
Not according to our strength.
我们还是靠上帝的恩典。
We need to depend on, rely on His grace.
我们以前是。
What I was before.
运气好的话，得到了这样的恩典。
And maybe luckily that, fortunately to receive those blessings.
但是现在呢
？But now.
有意识的去得到这样的恩典。
And that consciously to receive those grace.
那我们的灵命成长越长速越快的。
And that will grow much faster.
现在我要做什么？
What should I do now?
通过属灵操练。
And through spiritual discipline.
亲近神。
And be close to God.
所以至少一个呢，守住好这礼拜天的礼拜。
At least one thing that minimally you can do is come to church on Sunday.
我们往往会意识到这一点。
And very often we recognize this.
一开始呢，好像我守主日的。
And so I come to on Sunday service.
但是过了十年、二十年以后，回头看。
After 20 years.
守住我的是。守住我的信仰的是什么呢？这个主日礼拜的。
And very often what reserves me is the Sunday service.
所以至少有几样的属灵操练呢，你一定要把握住。
And there's a few spiritual discipline you have to practice.
这对你的灵命的成长有很大的帮助。
That will benefit you greatly.
所以我们一起再读一下经文，然后结束今天的这个。
We'll conclude with the Bible verse, Matthew chapter 11, 28 to 30.
好，预备起，凡劳苦重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就你们的爱。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得安详。我轭是容易的。我的担是轻省的。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
好，我们再做一下祷告。
And let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dearly Heavenly Father, we thank you.
通过这段时间赐给我们你的话语。
And give your words today.
你提醒我们
you remind us,
作为一名基督徒
to be a Christian,
我们最大的盼望是
the biggest hope that as a Christian,
效法耶稣基督
to be more like Jesus,
我们真的愿意学像你
and we want to be more like you,
用你的话语来
and through your words,
用你的恩典来
through your grace,
塑造我们
continue to shape us,
你是泥匠
and you are the potter,
我们是泥土
and we're the clay.
你来塑造我们
Continue to mold us.
我们越来越更学像我们的主耶稣基督
So be more like thee.
成为这世上的光和盐
To become the light and the salt of the world.
这世界需要的不是特别有才能的人
And this world does not need people with talent.
不是特别富裕的人
And not necessary people with the wealth.
而是这个世界需要的人是需要这世界需要的人是学像耶稣的人。
And this world needs people who are more like Jesus.
我希望中安教会弟兄姊妹们在灵命的成长的道路上有新的突破。
And I hope there's a breakthrough in this Chinese Christian church here.
让他们照亮这个地区。
And so there can be a light of this community.
更多的人来到你的面前
we'll try more people come to you
得到永生
and receive salvation eternal life
我们一切都交通仰望给你
we put everything before you
这样的祷告奉耶稣基督的名求
we pray in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen. Amen.